Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, on the occasion of International Day of Yoga, now we bring you a discussion on yoga, India's gift to the world. The participants are Madhu Khurana, yoga therapist, Morarji Desai, National Institute of Yoga, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
Yoga, an ancient practice rooted in Indian philosophy, has long been celebrated for its profound physical, mental, and spiritual benefits. However, it was in the 21st century that yoga truly achieved global recognition, transcending cultural and geographical boundaries to become a worldwide movement for wellness and unity. To discuss yoga as a gift to the world from India, we have with us Ms. Madhu Khurana, yoga expert from Morarji Desai National Institute of Yoga. A warm welcome.
Thank you.
Madhu, how would you personally define yoga as a practice, as a philosophy, or as a way of life?
For me, yoga is union. As we know, yoga is. It is union of my soul with the higher power, and it's a union of my body with the mind. Sometimes what happens, people are sitting at a place and they are thinking about something else. But when we are doing yoga, we are at the same place. So it makes us mindful. So for me, yoga is being connected with my own self.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has made yoga a worldwide movement for wellness and unity. And as I said earlier, at the heart of this transformation stands Prime Minister Modi, whose visionary leadership and diplomatic efforts have elevated yoga to unprecedented international prominence. So how has he taken it to the international forum? How in September 2014 at the United Nations General Assembly, he first talked about it? So if you could elaborate on this aspect.
Honorable Prime Minister Lee, he is himself a yogi. Why he is propagating yoga? Because he is a yoga practitioner and he knows the benefits of yoga. So when you do yoga, you feel the impact from the very first day. And when you feel the impact of yoga in your own body, in your own mind, you start thinking about others also. It changes the way you think. So you start thinking about other people. And Honorable Prime Minister Sir, he is a yogi who is not just thinking about himself only, he's thinking about not just for this nation, but for the whole world. So with this vision, with this thought, he propagated this thought and he proposed this thought of introducing or celebrating Yoga Day specifically on 21st June because it is the longest day in the whole year. So this day has a very spiritual benefit also. You become more spiritual when the sunlight is more. Mm-hmm. So that was the idea to connect the whole world, to make people healthy and to connect the people with their own self and with the society and with the planet Earth as the theme this year. Yoga for Earth and Yoga for Health. Yoga for One Earth and One Health.
Yoga for One Earth and One
Health.
Health is the theme of the Yoga Day today. So what is your understanding, Madhu, of yoga, which has evolved over the years, both as a practitioner and as a teacher?
When I was a beginner in yoga, I had this notion in my mind, yoga is just about some physical practices or some breathing techniques. But over the time, I realized it's not just about asanas. It's more than that. The philosophy of yoga, it's also very important, like doing karma yoga, doing our work or responsibilities without thinking about the fruit, without thinking about the action. It's very important. And bhakti yoga, that means surrendering towards the divine. It develops a feeling of surrender towards God, the divine power. It's equally important. So the philosophy behind yoga is also very important. And people generally focus more on asana. But as a yoga teacher, I recommend people to understand not just the asana aspect of yoga, but the whole philosophy behind it. The Bhagavad Gita, the text Patanjali Yoga Sutra, they should read these texts also. These are also yogic texts. And they should adopt a yogic attitude. This is also very important. In our Patanjali Yoga Sutra, there is a sutra, Maitri Karuna Mudita Upekshanam. Sukh Dukh Punya Apunya Nam Bhavnata Chitta Prasadanam. That means we should be happy to see people and who are doing good deeds, mudita. We should be friendly with the people who are happy and we should be compassionate for the people who are suffering, like due to some problems. And we should be happy to see people who are doing good deeds rather than feeling jealous. And we should avoid the company of bad people, upeksha. So this should be the attitude for our daily living, for the life, that can make a person, I would say, his physical and mental health better.
You mentioned the ancient texts like the Vedas, Upanishads and the Bhagavad Gita.
Yoga Sutra, Patanjali Yoga Sutra.
Yeah, yeah. So how does that shape our understanding of yoga today?
The Bhagavad Gita is a very important text of yoga. It talks about the Karma Yoga. It teaches us, as I have already said, that we should do our karma without thinking about the fruits. When a person, they do their responsibilities without thinking about the fruits, they become a better human being. Because then they can get rid of their negative thoughts, jealousy, hatred, such kind of thinking. And also, I would say, by reading Upanishads and Vedas also, one become more compassionate and one become the person who thinks about the society and who thinks all individuals are part of the divine power. Yoga can develop such kind of thinking in the person that the person will see divine in all human beings. So when we see the same power that we see in us in the other person, the same divine power, we can feel the connectedness. So that is the most important thing. By reading the Upanishads, reading the Vedas, the Bhagavad Gita, Patanjali Yoga Sutra, what comes in my mind is that we all are one. So yoga teaches us how to be more human.
So what you're saying is that apart from physical practice, yoga also works on your mind,
right,
in the way of your life,
right,
and how you should be living with other people at peace. My understanding correct?
Yes. In common yoga protocol also that we practice every year on International Day of Yoga, there is a Shanti part in the end. We always conclude with the Shanti part.
Mm-hmm.
That is, Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramaya, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschit Dukh Bhag Bhavet. So it means, Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, may all be happy. Sarve Santu Niramaya, may all be free from disease. Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, may we see auspiciousness in all the beings. Ma kaschit duk bhag bhavet. That means we are praying to God that may no one suffer. May there will be no suffering. So this is the most important thought, I would say, in the whole common yoga protocol.
Okay. Let us see what our president, Mrs. Draupadi Murmu, had to say about the importance of yoga in mental and physical health.
Yoga abhyas karne se vyakti ki immunity badhti hai. Yog ke anek prashikshan, pranayam evang yogasan ki upayogita batate huye spasht karte hain ki kis prakriya ko karne se kin kin rogo ka pratirodh ho sakta hai. Aajkal jivancharya se judi bimariyon ki rokthaam mein bhi yog chikitsa ko upayogi mana jata hai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi also commented on yoga's contemporary relevance.
Aaj puri duniya kisi na kisi tanav se guzar rahi hai. Kitne hi kshetron mein ashanti aur asthirta badh rahi hai. Aise mein yoga se hame shanti ki disha milti hai.
Now India has taken yoga to the world. It has become a global phenomenon. So what do you think, Madhu, are the key milestones that helped yoga transit to a global phenomenon?
The first was in the year 2014 when the Honorable Prime Minister proposed in the United Nations to adopt a day to celebrate yoga. That was the most important. And the first International Yoga Day, I still remember I was in Rajpath and that whole day, the aura of that day, it became a yoga path. As the Prime Minister said that time, that it was like yoga path. It's not just Rajpath. It became like a yoga path. So the energy, the aura of that day, I still remember that was very important. More than, I think, 35,000 people that time, they did yoga together at Rajpath. Today, more than 3 lakh people in Vishakhapatnam, they did yoga together under the leadership of our minister, sir. So you can see the numbers are increasing day by day with every year. And after that, I would say every year, the activities are increasing, like we are doing the Ministry of Ayush. This year also, this is very important year because we are celebrating the 10th anniversary. This is the 11th International Day of Yoga. There are 10 signature events this year. So there's the most important event is Yoga Sangam, flagship event. So initially the ministry, they were thinking like there will be more than 1 lakh participations will be there, or to conduct yoga sessions at more than 1 lakh places. That was the plan. But the number crossed beyond the expectations. I think it's more than 11 lakh
So what I see is that yoga is said to have a holistic approach to health and well-being. So could you further elaborate to those who are listening today, how does this mean in practical terms for modern individuals? One thing is practicing. What is it that one can make it a way of life?
First, for this, we need to understand the philosophy. The modern science thinks that we are just this physical body. But yoga thinks we have 5 layers of our existence. We have this physical body known as Annamaya Kosha. Then we have a pranic body, that is the Pranamaya Kosha. And there is a body, mental sheath we have, that is the Manomaya Kosha. Then there was intellectual sheath, Vijnanamaya Kosha. And the innermost is the Anandamaya Kosha. So through yoga, we can connect with our innermost Anandamaya, which is our true nature, which is pure bliss. Because as per Yoga Vasishth in the text, disease starts from the mind. So disease starts from the Manomaya Kosha. Then it creates problem in our breathing pattern. Then that can create problem in the physical body, in the Annamaya Kosha, and results into disease. So this is the way a disease progresses. So what we see as a disease today is basically a problem that happened might be years ago in the mind that created haphazard breathing, and that ultimately resulted into disease, that is reflecting as a disease today. So yoga works on the mind. Through that, we can correct our breathing. There are practices like pranayama. Either we can work on the breath. Through breath, we can connect or we can correct our mind. We can control our mind. And through the mind, also we can control the breath. They're interconnected. Right. The body, mind, and breath are interconnected. Mm-hmm. So yoga works this way. This is the way yoga works. It is not just working on the outer aspect. It is working all the layers. That makes its impact much deeper than other practices.
Okay, and I seem to be paying attention to my breath now while you're talking about how am I breathing and you know.
It's very important to understand how you're breathing, because see, what we need to do at this moment when you're inhaling, if your abdomen is coming out, that means you are relaxed. But when you're inhaling, it's going inside. That means the practice is wrong. You are breathing in the wrong way. Suppose when you're inhaling and you're breathing, but your stomach is not coming out, it's going inside. That means you are doing the breathing in the wrong way. That's not the correct way. So what we need to do, inhale, feel the rising of the abdomen, and exhale, feel the sinking of the abdomen. If the breathing is going this way, that means you're relaxed. What is happening nowadays is that people are living in an emergency mode. All the time they think every problem as an emergency, which is not the case. So the breathing becomes shallow. Right. So by yoga,
and I think
we can
what
it.
People need to do is to pay attention to themselves also for a change. Give themselves time.
Time.
You know, this, what you're talking about, breathing and all that. We need to give to ourselves time on our body, on our thinking, the way we are. Because breathing in and out, it is a time-consuming thing. But people, you very rightly said, everyone wants in a jiffy. Everything is wanted urgently. Okay, Madhu, one of the reasons for yoga's global appeal is its adaptability. How can yoga be tailored to suit people of different ages, backgrounds, and physical abilities?
Yoga is for everyone. But for a particular person, there can be particular practices which are beneficial for the person, depending upon the age, the occupation of the person, the lifestyle of the person, and also the specific requirement. Suppose a housewife is doing yoga, her practice, her requirement can be different. Or suppose a person who is sedentary, who's not having any work to do, their requirement can be different. There can be different asanas as per the age. Children can do advanced postures and such kind of postures, but for a person who is aged, they cannot do. So we modify the postures as per the condition of the patient. Like when we are doing certain asanas which are difficult to perform, we can modify the asana. We can modify the practice as per the condition without compromising on the quality, without compromising on the benefit.
On that note, Madhu Khurana, we would like to thank you for being with Akashvani. Thank you.
Thank you.
On the occasion of International Day of Yoga, you were listening to a discussion on Yoga, India's Gift to the World. The participants were Madhu Khurana, Yoga Therapist, Morarji Desai, National Institute of Yoga, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnstalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.